It seems like museums are having a moment, and for good reason, too. There are a lot of interesting museums around the nation. Just to name a few, there's the Museum of Death in Los Angeles, or the Museum of Bad Art in Somerville, Massachusetts, and even a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin.
And speaking of Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Public Museum is a popular museum in the state, and it's possibly most known for its Streets of Milwaukee exhibit and its Butterfly Room.
And now they're beginning to imagine how to make the museum even better as they plan a new home. They're dreaming big about possible designs and asking the question, what makes a well-loved museum even better?
Hillary Olson is Vice President of Audience and Community Engagement at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Hillary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
So part of the reason that we're having this conversation today is the Milwaukee Public Museum is sort of re-envisioning what the museum could be going forward and with potentially a new space, too. With that in mind, is this an exciting time for you and for museums in general?
Oh, it is an absolutely exciting time for me and the Milwaukee Public Museum. And really, the museum field overall has been going through sort of a renaissance of inspirational design and activity and really including more people in our process. So the entire field is on board and getting into sort of the new century, and it's an exciting time.
Let's talk about that word museum. I think for some people it conjures up images of going into a gallery, looking at a picture on the wall or a collection of something. It doesn't need to be just that, right?
Not at all. Museums right now, and that's part of that renaissance, are really moving from what we would consider that sort of old school temple to more of a forum. So it's an activity. It's a way to get people involved and have conversations and giving people a voice in the stories we tell and the lens through which we tell them. We're not experts in Native American cultures. We have some, but we also partner with Native American tribes across Wisconsin to help tell their stories of cultures past and present. And museums are doing that everywhere. It's a really exciting time to really get the community deeply involved in what we do.
Do you have a hard time maybe overcoming some of those stereotypes that people might have about museums, especially people who may not have been to a museum since that, eighth grade field trip many years ago?
Yeah, we see a lot of people that had that experience. They came once and they've never come back. And either when they walk through the door or when we're engaging people in the community, which is definitely something that we're doing more and more often, we are finding that people don't remember that they have a chance or don't know that they have a chance to get hands-on with some of our education, immersed in a deep experience that it's not just about coming and seeing and not touching anymore, but we're having those forum-based conversations. This is the place that you can get more deeply involved and have those experiences that involve all of your senses, not just vision.
And I'm also curious, too, a few weeks back, I was out in Seattle, and I went to the Seattle Pinball Museum, and I had this moment where I was like, wait, this is a museum?
Sure.
This is fun. Are museums allowed to be fun?
Oh, museums are not only allowed to be fun, we are fun. This is a place to go not only for kids and families, but for anyone of all ages, to have fun, to get hands-on, to learn more, to maybe sing or dance, to explore something that you maybe haven't thought about in the past. We are absolutely fun.
And part of your job is to make sure that the visitor experience to the museum is a great one. And I had read an article with you in the past talking about refocusing on the visitor experience for your museum visitor. Talk about what that entails.
Well, that's really looking at from the visitor experience from knowledge that we exist and making sure that people see us out in the community and, visit our website and hear about us from so many different ways, all the way through to their parking experience and their retail and food services experience, and then all of their experiences within the museum and making sure that we are telling the stories that we need to tell, that we're involving them in asking questions and really assessing what they know and what they want to know and giving them that best experience that makes them not only want to learn more but to come back and do this again or to go to a different museum.
And talk more about some of the other challenges you're facing. We hear a lot about technology, about how everyone is walking around with a cell phone in their pocket now. Does that have an impact on the kind of programming and the kind of initiatives that you do at a museum?
Yeah. So for the last 20 years, museums have been sort of fretting about the prospect that the digital experience could possibly bring some people away from the museum experience that we want to offer them. But the exact opposite is turning out to be true. Visitors are more than ever wanting to see the authentic objects. they want to have an enhanced experience using that phone that's probably in their pocket, we offer apps to, you know, to increase our accessibility levels. We have audio tours in the streets of Old Milwaukee. We have a lot of other digital tools, like if you see a mummy, you can now come into the Milwaukee Public Museum and see a mummy, but also see a CT scan of what's happening in that mummy's head that you never would have been able to see 30 or 40 years ago. So we're really embracing the digital, but understanding that people come to museums to see the authentic objects that we hold and care for.
We're talking right now with Hillary Olson. She is the Vice President of Audience and Community Engagement at the Milwaukee Public Museum. And Hillary, as Milwaukee goes forward with dreaming about future possibilities, I would imagine you're looking to some other museums for ideas and for inspiration. Are there certain museums or certain initiatives that they are doing that you're really looking towards and thinking, man, we would really love to do this here in Milwaukee?
Many museums in the world, in our country, there's more museums than you could ever imagine, and everybody's doing something that's amazing. So we are really looking to those museum associations, the American Alliance of Museums, the Association of Science and Technology, the Association of Midwest Museums, to find out and help us get close to what's happening everywhere. And really, the planning process is going to allow us to take the very best of the best and put that in our design. So it might be something having to do with the best practices in accessibility and making sure that we are so far beyond ADA compliance in the way that we are engaging people with disabilities in our museum. It's research best practices. It's making sure that people understand that we have a collection that is actively used in research. And how can we share that with the public? And there are places that have a research scientist that's doing their work that the public can actually see and engage with. And those are the exciting moments of who's doing what that's amazing, and we will collect all of that and make sure that that's part of our planning. That's the beauty of a brand new plan.
Is there a lot of collaboration happening in the museum world right now?
Yes, more than ever. There's always been museum conferences and museum best practices. But more than ever, people are deciding that nobody needs to reinvent the wheel once you've discovered something that works or something that's truly engaging. There's no reason why you can't take that idea and turn it into your own, take your own content with that idea and make something amazing out of that. There's a lot of research that goes into how people use museums and what they do and how they do it and why they come. We actually know that the number one reason why people come to museums is to have fun. So we need to sort of take that and harness that reason and make sure that we are offering that. But all the other museums work together on making that cultural experience, not only in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, but the United States and the world, is to make that the very best it can be and continue to get people involved in what we're doing every day.
I'm also curious, there's always going to be those people out there who say, I want the traditional museum experience. I don't want the interactive displays. I don't want the touch screens. I don't want to be distracted because I get distracted everywhere else. How would you respond to someone like that?
You know, the thing is that the way that MPM is approaching that is you don't have to. There's nothing that says you have to have that interactive experience. We are not a science and technology center. While we do have quite a good deal of science and natural history, we are not a screen-based museum. We are a collections-based museum. While we can use screens to enhance or use technology to enhance any experience, we are never going to take away that authentic object, that experience of seeing a diorama, of seeing the true thing from anyone. So while we might use it to enhance that and people might love that, there's that other traditional sort of viewer that we're not going to lose. So you can have many different experiences in one place.
Wisconsin, here in Wisconsin, we have so many great museums, and we have a wide variety of museums. For every Milwaukee Public Museum or Milwaukee Art Museum, you've got a museum of angel figurines or a museum of accordions. Is what you're talking about here a message that's applicable to any kind of museum, no matter what's on display?
Yes. If it's a collecting museum, then absolutely. If there is a collection to showcase, you know, the bobbleheads, the accordions, whatever that is, then people, the reason that people go to museums is to have fun, but exploring that authentic object, having that connection with the actual thing versus a facsimile or a screen-based thing. So all museums can learn from that, and all museums are learning from these best practices, making sure that we are displaying those objects in such a way that is accessible and understandable, but the technology can allow us to go deeper into that, and each of us needs to make sure that we're doing that as well and serving the people that want to know more.
And as we begin to wrap up here, Hillary, I've got to admit I've never been to the Milwaukee Public Museum because I'm a bad person and I'm uncultured. So make,
you're not uncultured.
Make the case that this is a museum that I need to get out and I need to see pretty soon.
This is an amazing place. And while we are looking to the future right now, what the museum holds, we have 3 floors of artifact-heavy, amazing exhibitions going from the Silurian Sea all the way to the Arctic, all the way to cultural exhibitions, the history of Milwaukee, dinosaurs, live butterflies in a vivarium that can land on you. It's not a one-hour experience. This is a day-long, exciting, fun experience for adults, for kids, for families, for school groups. It is an amazing place, and there's quite a good deal of the experience that we offer in this place that we will never not offer, no matter where we are.
And do you have a favorite part of the museum, or is that like asking you to pick your favorite kid?
It's like asking me to pick my favorite kid, but I do really enjoy insects. I love bugs. So that butterfly vivarium and our live insect display, which is right now being renovated and will be open very soon, those are my favorites.
Well, Hillary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Chris.
That was Hillary Olson, Vice President of Audience and Community Engagement at the Milwaukee Public Museum. She joined us to talk about how museums are making things of the past interesting to the visitors of today.